the most important symbols of the European Union. The founding of the European Union took place on November 1, 1993. It was created under the Maastricht Treaty and was the result of many years' cooperation between selected countries of the continent, such as Belgium, France, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Germany, and Italy. The real beginning of the European Union was the signing of the Maastricht Treaty in February 1992, which was the first of long-term social, political, and economic support of integration. The main goals of the then Union was the rapid integration of Western and European countries, and the community itself was to contain and implement all the acceptations of the post-war treaties and unions between the founding countries. Earlier, attempts at European integration focused on economic, energy, and also peaceful development. The real development of the European Union took place on 1st December 2009, when the European Union was replaced by three communities: European Community, European Coal and Steel Community, and the European Economic Community, which gave rise to the present European Union. The merger of these communities resulted in the signing of the European Treaty, which regulates the order in the community and defines the general principles of cooperation and the functioning of its members. The value of the European Union, Euro. The name has been in use since the meeting in Madrid, which took place in December 1995. The euro was introduced into cash circulation to the member states instead of the current currencies from January 2002. Currently, it is an official and legally recognized legal tender of 19 European countries. They all belong to the so-called euro area. Over 3 million people use the common currency. The monetary policy related to the value turnover is carried out by the European Central Bank located in Frankfurt. Interestingly, the euro is considered to be the currency with the highest cash value. In Polish value is 4.65 zloty. Euro takes the form of coins and banknotes. The coins have a common side showing the map of Europe and the face value. The observe is national side, and each country places its national symbols on it. It is worth mentioning that every coin, no matter what the observe shows, is valid in every country of the European Union. In the case of banknotes, the situation is a bit different because they are all identical on both sides, no matter in which countries they are used. The name is written in Latin and Greek. On the reverse, there are bridges and a map of Europe. The observers in turn represent windows or gates corresponding to the times of the bridges on the reverse, according to the increasing denomination. These are objects from more and more later years, starting from the gate from ancient Greece to the window of an office building from the 19th century. Euro banknotes are currently printed in 14 printing houses through the European Union. The means of the countries that are part of the euro area deal with the production of coins. Work on the design of the symbol has led to the selection of the top 10 proposals. The next stage of the selection discussed two that were presented to the European Commission. It was up to her to finally choose the symbol of the European currency. On December 12, 1996, the selected project was presented. It is worth to know that the symbol is inspired by the shape of the epsilon, the fifth letter of the Greek alphabet. It is not accidental because Greece is considered to be the beginning of civilization on our continent. In additional, the sign resembles the letter E, which is the first in the name of our continent. In turn, the two lines crossing the sign are the testify to the strength of currency and its stability in the financial world. The anthem of the European Union. The official anthem of Europe since 1972 is the final sonata of Ludwig van Beethoven's 9th symphony, known as Ode to Joy. Ode to Joy quickly became one of the symbols of not only the European Union but also the whole of Europe, because it fits perfectly with the idea of integration and unification. Even the instrumental version is an expression of the principle of freedom and solidarity. The flag of the European Union. The flag of the European Union consists of 12 golden stars in a circle on a navy blue background. This flag symbolizes solidarity and harmony between the members of the European Union. According to ancient symbolism, number 12 means perfection and wholeness. The 12 stars do not depend on the number of member countries. The distribution on the circle symbols unity. The authors of the design of the European Union flag were the artists from France, Arsène Herth. European Union Day on May 9th. May 9th is the official symbol of the European Union. It was established on the anniversary of the presentation of the plan to establish the European Coal and Steel Community. This day is sometimes discarded it from the Council of Europe Day, also celebrated on May 9th, and it's called the European Union Day. However, this is not the correct name, because according to the resolution of the European Parliament, this day is called Europe Day, and its name appears in all official documents and materials of the European Union. There are still many important symbols of the European Union, but this work presents some of the most important and recognizable ones. Europe is a continent with wonderful countries, and in my opinion, it's worth paying attention to getting closer in our continent.